were talking about. So.
On the Microsoft front, we're not without some information there. We had information, you know, that Luke was really high on about the Halogen real-time strategy game. It's been canceled, and there's been speculation about what might be
behind
that.
Did you watch the video that Mark put up on Game Videos?
I think I'm going to do that.
The thing they were working on looked awesome.
They've been working on it for a long time, haven't they?
It was, 3 years. It was a mod for Command & Conquer Generals, which looked pretty nice to start with, but using all the Halo vehicles and units, and it looked really spectacular.
Well, when I was coming up here, Sean Elliott stopped and talked to me about this, and he said that the reason it was canceled is because Microsoft hired them to make a real one. So it's not really bad news.
The rumor is that one of the things that's going to hit at XO6 might be, you know, Halo brand extension things. So I think the obvious assumption to make is maybe an RTS.
See, now what's your thought about a Halo RTS? My thought is that could actually swing against them somewhat. Originally, Halo was going to be a PC RTS, and people were excited about that.
They made the Myth games. Those are fairly well received.
Yeah.
Not only fairly well received, they were on the cutting edge of making 3D real-time strategy games, and they were really cool. And so if you can't equal that kind of impact, like one of the things I heard was, okay, maybe Ensemble would be the team making a Halo game. I think that would be a horrible disaster.
Well, I think they are, so you'll see that in 2 weeks.
I think if they go that route, that's potentially a horrible disaster. Bruce Shelley does great job.
Wasn't Age of Empires 3 a good game?
It was a good game, and their style of RTS is fantastic for what it does in the historical context, in the kind of people who want to play that game.
But it's different from Halo.
It's totally different from Halo, and it's totally different from where Myth went. And it's not going to have that purchase in the Halo world. It's like when Star Wars co-opted the Age of Empires engine and did, what was, you remember that?
Oh, that wasn't good.
Oh,
there were several bad Star Wars RTS. Force Commander or something.
Right, and I could so see a Halo RTS winding up like that.
But I do think that if they did it as a Games for Windows title, that it would be a way to let the Halo brand exist in two places. And because Microsoft's strategy with Xbox and Games for Windows moving forward is going to be them complementing each other.
Right.
Rather than competing with themselves, it's like, okay, we need to roll out IP, and you put the Halo proper on 360, and then to have a support game that's suited for a PC experience, that could be a really smart thing. If they are doing an RTS, I really hope it's not going to lead on 360, because I'm still not buying the RTS on console thing.
So now we are hearing that, you know, there's Halo 3, Halo RTS, and Halo MMO. And we're not sure if Forerunners is the RTS or the MMO. I guess we'll find out in 2 weeks.
So speaking of that, and we didn't have an...